From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The gap is narrowing between Republicans and Democrats in Colorado who have turned in ballots so far. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The latest figures from the Colorado Secretary of State's office show overall voters from Jefferson and El Paso counties have turned in the most ballots so far. Ballots need to be turned in by 7 p.m. on Tuesday. The Secretary of State says dropping it off is now the best option or voting in person at a polling site. In this final stretch, the political parties and candidates are focused heavily on turnout, with former President Bill Clinton in Colorado on Friday to mobilize voters. Donald Trump was in the state at the end of October, urging his supporters to turn in their ballots. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Defense Department has identified two soldiers killed in Afghanistan as members of the 10th Special Forces Group at Fort Carson. The military says that 30-year-old Captain Andrew D. Byers of Roseville, North Carolina, and 34-year-old Sergeant First Class Ryan A. Gloyer of Greenville, Pennsylvania, were killed November 3rd in Kunduz Province. Defense officials say the soldiers had gotten off a helicopter and were moving on foot with Afghan forces when they came under fire. Four other U.S. troops were injured. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.